Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Webb reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Hall applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGee. Mayer reaches second base with a double. Cullenbein goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards takes first base on ball four. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. There goes Estilella. The throw from Richards to second, and Estilella is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosar moves to second. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards second. Webb throws to second for 1, and Hoover throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rosar scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine moves to third. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mayer takes first base on ball 4. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Richards strikes out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Estilella hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover is called out on strikes. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Kramer scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to second. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayer moves to third. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. Mayer scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Kell moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayer takes first base on ball 4. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayer moves to second. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 3 in the game. Benton bunts towards the mound. Newsom juggles the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Mayer scores. Richards moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hoover bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to third. Benton moves to second. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webb bunts towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. Richards scores. Benton moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-3 in the game. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Smith scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3. Tigers. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGee moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGee scores. Estalella moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Tigers. George Castor now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Bowles now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Kisch pinch hits for Charlie Bowles. Ernie Kisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kisch strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.